Melbourne United are the second best team in the NBL, so says the table at this stage, and one of the reasons is the captain, the leadership that our man CG43 provides for them week in, week out. He joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Chris.
Half. How are you, brother?
Mate, I am well. I've missed you. We haven't spoken enough, anywhere near enough this year, but we're doing something about that. And things are back on track at United after a bit of a slump. You're back on track. How have you seen the last month or so?
Second best team, you reckon?
Well, that's what it says on the ladder.
Yeah, look, we, I think it coincided with me coming back. We lost four on the trot, so I was re-evaluating my career there for a little bit, but we've turned it around and we're playing some good basketball.
How was the NBL Cup thing in the middle of the season for the boys, and then coming out of that just to back into regular programming, did that affect anything, or was it just business as usual, just with a bit of a twist because there was something else on the line?
Yeah, it was a little different, just in regards to like your prep for the game, you know, with all the teams there and two games, things were just condensed. But, you know, once we got there and the balls were out and ready to roll, it was business as usual. It just unfortunately coincided with when we weren't playing our best basketball. Hit with a couple of injuries and chemistry of the group was shifting every single game, and guys trying to fill in bigger roles, smaller roles, depending on who was in and out of the lineup. So probably not our best stretch of basketball, but I think for the NBL as a whole, it was a really cool concept, and yep, I'd be looking forward to doing it again.
How different has it been to play, Chris? Because it's clearly different to what the NBL usually is like with the amount of games you're playing, quick turnarounds, that sort of thing. How have you embraced it? Has it been challenging? What's it been like for you?
Oh, we've definitely embraced it because we missed basketball and playing in front of our fans for so long. It's interesting, I've been doing this for 10, 12, however many years, and I'm normally flying off somewhere to drink some red wine in a foreign country right about now. You get the Facebook memories of the holiday, but we've got 20-odd games left in our regular season, and then we get down to the business end. So that's been a bit of a shift just in what you're normally doing this time of year, but to be back, as I said, we've got 50% crowds in John Cain Arena, hoping that's going to bump up soon. We wouldn't change that for the world after we've missed it for so long.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you talked a little bit about the injuries. The key one is obviously Jack White. Now, I know you were so excited when he came to the club. He's made an impact and now he's out. What sort of issue is that going to provide for the team now moving forward?
Well, if you touch back on what I just said, the timing of this season, it's really unfortunate for both us as a club and him that he'll miss this season, and because we're going to start back to regular programming next year, touch wood, everything goes well, he'll miss all of next season as well.
Wow.
So where normally you'd catch him at the back end of next season, he's going to miss, you know, essentially two seasons of basketball. So it's really disappointing. I think as a rookie, we all saw how special he was, and I was super excited to see him grow within his role and within his place at the club over the next couple of years, but he'll have to take a little bit of the back seat on the playing side of that, but really excited to see how he can develop his leadership skills within a professional environment and how he can get better off the court as well, because he's a pro. He's an absolute star. We love having him at the club. It sucks that probably the worst injury you can have has happened to him, but he's young. He's an energetic young kid. He's got good character. I know he'll bounce back.
Yeah, it was a big blow, no doubt. And what about you? How did you go about sitting on the sidelines for a little while, watching it all unfold? How did you keep busy? How did you stay focused and getting back there as soon as you could?
Yeah, it was a funny one for me. My wife and I, we've got a newborn. So when I wasn't playing, and I really was allowed to switch off at home because I was just focused on keeping this little monster rolling. So but then on the flip side, it was a nice break that when I got back into basketball, I felt refreshed. I was itching to get back into it. And, I think I had a touch of a little form slump a couple of weeks after coming back, which is probably pretty normal, but now we're getting back to some normality and we're kind of seeing how our roster looks for the rest of the year. You know, touch wood, no more injuries. We can try and play some really good basketball and I can try and lead that.
So can you get there and play back-to-back games, so to speak? Because like you got Saturday night against the Breakers this week and then Monday night against the Bullets. Are you able to back up easily after the injury or have you still got some work to do in that regard?
No, I'm good. The first couple of weeks, I was on a minute restriction, somewhere around 25 minutes per game.
Yep.
But once I built through that first 2 week back and got the load and the strength into the calf, the minute restriction's been lifted. So, yeah, as you said, two massive games this weekend, Saturday night against the Breakers. We had a close game with them up in Bendigo. So we're looking to have a really good game in front of our home crowd and then to back up against Brisbane two nights later. They've got Lamar Patterson back. He's switched over from the Breakers. He's a perennial MVP caliber guy. So really interesting to see how that plays out. But we're looking forward to two big home games in front of our home fans.
Yeah, get out there, Melbourne United fans, and see your team in action. There's only one MVP caliber guy in our eyes. That's you, CG43. Good luck to you, mate. Nice to chat. Be good this weekend.
That's what I like to hear at 8:30 in the morning, man. Thank you.
Love your work. Chris Golding, the captain of Melbourne United.